1 Corinthians 2 says we have the mind of Christ. But Dr. Tony Evans says many of us don't understand how the Lord's mind and ours work together. He'll explain as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
In his ear, every quarterback has a system designed for him to hear signals being given to him from the man upstairs in the booth. Because the man upstairs in the booth is seeing the whole field, and so he'll send a signal down into the receiver of the quarterback's ear because he's got a bigger picture than the quarterback has in order to steer him in the way he ought to go. So the receiver is designed to pick up somebody from who's sitting high and who's talking low in order for him to navigate all the things that are trying to defeat him on the field of play. Jesus is seated up there, but we're living down here. But there's a receiver that he wants to send to your mind. In other words, God will share his thoughts with you. He will take his thoughts, make them your thoughts, so that you think what he thought. And when you think what he thought, you can now do what you think, because the only reason you think it is because you thought it. And the only reason you thought it is because he sent it. And the only reason he sent it is because he could see it. And so he begins to shift and shape the mind so that you, in fact, begin to think differently, which is always the basis of how you operate. You only do what you do because you think what you think.
Learn how to get your thoughts pointed in a more heavenly direction. Check out Tony's CD series, The Eternal Perspective, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.